You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour. Brand new hour, Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Let's go. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy back today. The kickoff hour is complete. Eddie Van Adler settles in for the YouTube experience. Hello, tubers. Thank you for being with us, whether you're catching the show live or on the Daily Archive. Eddie Van Adler will drive the rest of the way. Also, a best of hour is available for Blaze TV subscribers. Over on the audio side, you've got America's boldest radio stations. There's a live option. The Rick and Bubba TuneIn app is a live option. On the archive options for audio only, podcast archives every day. The entire show on the Rick and Bubba podcast channel, including a best of hour. So there's numerous ways to get the show, whether it be live or archived. We'll take you either way. We're missing one, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates, everywhere, come on in.
There it is. Toto, I'll supply the love, baby.
Wasn't just a dog from Kansas.
No, it was not. What a funny name for a band.
It is.
And, of course, we've talked a lot about a lot of those fellas who are also on the Thriller album, which we talked about. You know what? I'm illuminating the Helmsy mic, and I'm bringing it back up. Testing 1-2 for Helms.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, welcome home, buddy.
Good. Good to be back.
Do you ever even want to hear the word tennis again?
You know, what's funny about this is several people asked me, like, are you not done watching tennis? And the first thing I did when I got home last night and I needed background noise, I turned it to the tennis channel. That really tells you how much I love the sport, because I have seen every level possible over the last eight days, all day, every day it's been. And then last night I was like, let's flip it on tennis, see what's going on.
Well, you know, I think it goes back to anything. Since you are immersed in it, you coach it, you have kids playing it, you better love it.
Yeah.
I hope you love it. You got a miserable life.
And here's another. This morning I'm listening to a tennis podcast on the way in. I'm like, you really got it bad. Like, something's wrong with you.
That's good.
Something is wrong with you, sir.
We'll review, but congratulations on so many things involving the team you're coaching and also both of your kids. What a wonderful experience for them. And we'll give you the update on that coming up on the show today. So we have Bubba. Let me warn you. Warning. Gene Hallman is coming.
Watch out.
And do not look him directly in the eyes under any circumstance.
Yeah, I know. Look, I feel like I've done my deal with Gene. And he's taking care of us. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, but I mean, but Gene Hallman owns you. I mean, he can do what he wants to with you.
Well, it's a busy year. Mm-hmm. And we have several things booked with Gene, but I think the calendar's full. I don't think there's going to be any more issues.
You are the puppet. He is the puppeteer. Gene Hallman, those of you don't know, it's one of the funny running themes on the show that Gene Hallman can get Bubba to do things that he normally would not do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have no problem saying no to a lot of people. But, you know, I just like old Gene.
Can I ask you a question? Because I don't want to be negative. Mm-hmm. And
I know it's not your nature.
It's not my nature. Right. But didn't we work hard, I mean really hard, on the Celebrity Pro-Am, which is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the Indy race today. But we will talk to him about the Celebrity Pro-Am, which we're going to do the show live from there and all that.
I know exactly what you're about to say, too.
I pointed it out to Rick.
It has to do with the promos, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we get that done? And now it's gone again.
Yeah. Okay. Year before last, you were on there.
Tell me, am I right or wrong, that we ever got it done? Because I know we've been complaining about it for years, and I thought we had victory.
Well,
am I wrong about that?
No, I thought we did too. And
I think I know what might have added to that, and I don't know for sure. I told them the exact quote that Bubba gave me. Bubba is playing unless something happens and he can't. That's you know right. what I mean? Because yeah. physically, he was like, I'm going to get out there, swing a little bit, but who knows?
Oh, I'm in, man.
And I told him that, and that's how I told him. But I'm like, but he's in. Do you think they took that like, well,
let's tell everybody what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So y'all know.
Should we have Gene recut the commercial while he's here, and then we'll just put it in instead of the one
that's
run.
It.
Bubba, it's not even on the website. We looked on the website.
No, that was just a listing of celebrities
you know,
on
you go
website.
To the website. Who's going to be there? You're not there.
Let's see if they've updated
I think. Am I the abused wife here?
I don't know. Well, I don't. Am I correct? Let's get this part right first. Bubba has been playing in the Celebrity Pro-Am, and Speedy has too from time to time for
20
plus years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we were saying that, and now you.
No, I didn't last year.
Right.
No.
Right.
But I did. I was in the group.
Speedy did
I
last
was
year,
out
right?
There, right?
Did you, Speedy, play last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I played, but Bubba was with the group and yep. walked, and
I remember
he
that.
Said hey to everybody. And
I remember
the
that.
Fan
yeah,
favorite.
I was trying to let the liver heal up.
That's
a
right.
Bit.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So, but if I remember right, and we've always done this, you know, that we feel like we're the people, you know, people don't know what to do with this. They like you, the audience. They just don't want to be associated with us.
Right.
And so, because, I mean, I guess you can understand that if you know who we are and, you know, we can be rubes, I guess, in the eyes of other people. But anyway, so we used to notice that they would just list all the celebrities playing in the Celebrity Pro-Am, but they wouldn't list Bubba. And then we heard this song and dance that they didn't want to offend the other media outlets like they mm-hmm. were playing favorites or whatever. And we said, well, list all the media people that are playing if you want to, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I thought we got that done.
We did.
And he was being listed and discussed and in the promo.
Yep.
And now he's gone again.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, I don't know about the promo.
I
do know that on the celebrity page at RegionsTradition.com, year before last, Bubba was on there.
Okay.
This year he's not. But on there, we have Charles Barkley, Riley Green.
Why is Bubba not on here with me?
Coach Saban, Coach DeBoer, Coach Pearl, Coach Freeze, Condoleezza Rice, Coach Smart, Coach Dilfer, Randy Owen, Greg McElroy, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Paul Feinbaum, and Taylor Hicks.
Paul Feinbaum's on there, Bubba's not. Now, you tell me that's right.
Mm. Well, Rick, look,
that hurts.
Clearly, I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't rank, so. Once again.
But one time we were told that, and then we got you there. Why would you ever be taken off?
You were there, Bubba.
If
you were there.
If you're playing.
And then the liver came, and then I played for you, but you were with me, and then now you're not.
Yeah. And you know what Gene's going to say. He's going to say he don't make these decisions
anymore.
No,
you're right.
That's what he's going to fall on that.
He's going to parachute out and say, let's talk about ending, quit talking about it.
Right. That's so true.
Well, we could flip it and go, Gene, am I not playing?
There we could.
You're not gonna let me play,
Bubba. Of all years, ending the show this year.
I know.
This year there ought to be a tribute to you out there.
I know.
A complete tribute.
I'd like to have streamers on my car.
I mean, that just how can you? You know. We'll be back 16 minutes past the hour. More
Thanks,
Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Talk a little bit about Hillsdale College. This is really, really an incredible opportunity. Okay. You can go right now to hillsdale.edu/RickBubba to enroll. There's no cost. It's easy to get started. Did you hear me say there's no cost? That's hillsdale.edu/RickBubba to register. Now, Rick, why would I want to do that? Well, time is a precious commodity, and so many of the listeners and viewers of this show have asked us, you know, how can they spend the time that we have? That time you have, invest it wisely. Well, there's some ways to do this. Now more than ever, maybe we need to know more about the history of this country. Maybe you need to understand economics better. Boy, that'd be something. Maybe you just want to go back and catch some of the great works of literature, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. Did you study these things in school? Probably not. Or even if you did, it's maybe time for a refresher course. Time and technology have changed a lot of things. They have not changed the basic fundamental truths about the world and our place in it. So if you're tired of sitting here scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through never-ending channels and these different apps, right now there's 40 free online courses offered by Hillsdale College. And incredible subjects. You know, you could go and learn the works of C.S. Lewis. That'd be time well spent. the stories of the book of Genesis, the meaning, as I said, of the U.S. Constitution. What about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic? I'd take a look at that. And you can do all this for free. That's right, free. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/rickbubba to enroll. Bubba, do we look at this commercial now?
No, we've got to.
You'll do it now?
It's up to you. I mean, to me, it has a feel of it works at any time on the show today. You know, that we get asked this a lot. I think it's one of the things that we need to clarify, too, because I know you and I kind of have gotten tired of correcting it, but everybody keeps wishing us a happy retirement.
Right.
And they're almost excited that you and I found some way to be able to retire. But we're not retiring because we aren't in a position to retire.
Right. We're retiring the show.
Yeah. The show is ending, you and I are going to continue to do other things. And one of those that you've been pretty clear about is that you got a pretty – I'm talking about lucrative – future in full-size models.
Yeah, oversized modeling has really picked up the last few years. You know, we've been included in Sports Illustrated, and not me personally, but our group.
But the group, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm really excited about those doors that have been kicked open or in some cases fallen upon.
Yeah, right.
And they've just swung wide open. So
some of them weren't even intended to be pushed open. Right. It's just the person had to get through the door.
Right, yeah. Right.
But we also know
the hinges. You know, damage.
I was hearing the Caitlin Clark new endorsement deal that she got today. I heard the guys talking about that in the kickoff hour. You know, she's going to be just fine. $28 million with Nike, and so I was and you start
good for her.
You start thinking, hey, there's endorsement deals out there, and this is another way to generate some revenue. And Bubba, it looks like an organization has hired you to do some of their commercials. And I thought you went and found a piece of your own personal footage to really make this thing count. So,
well, it is me in the footage. It was not my original idea. You know, I'm just mindless talent in this.
Right.
So, but if you got it potted up here, because you want to hear all the sound effects.
Yeah. So if you're watching,
you may remember this footage.
I do remember the footage, but watch what they've done with it in one of Bubba's endorsement deals. Here we go.
Yep, that's me, Bill Bubba Bussey. And sometimes accidents happen. Luckily, there's always a Southern Immediate Care right down the road with a dedicated staff that cares about you and your time and brings the highest quality of care in a family-friendly environment. And it's not just urgent care. They feature primary care, occupational medicine, and weight loss services, too. Find a location near you at southernimmediatecare.com.
Hey, Bubba, that was some good acting. Well, it was. Like you were telling or something.
Oh, when you were animated, talking about your ailments. And,
right.
Yeah, so.
Pine straw's tough, man.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see when I, and like I said, we showed that footage before, but the minute I hit, I thought, hey, is my hip okay?
Yeah, you hit pretty hard.
That's the official sign when you lose a hip.
That's when it's over. We know some people, that's when you know it's over for mom. Yeah. She broke her hip. She can't come out of it.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't prepared, because I love when things like this come into your life and you didn't know they were coming. And I look down, I'm like, Bubba's put the footage of him falling up. And then all of a sudden I hear, that's me, Bill Bubba Bussey. I got to hear that first part again. I got to hear the sound effect. And I like when he comes in, yep, that's me, Bill Bubba Bussey.
Yep,
that's me.
Yepper, that's me.
And Greg, like I say, when you're talking, I know when they do this B footage and you're supposed to act like you're in a conversation, there's no telling what you were actually saying.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I know you pretty well.
You should hear that.
I actually read his lips. He said peanut M&Ms are healthy.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Somewhat.
All right.
Yep, that's me, Bill Bubba Bussey. And sometimes accidents happen. Luckily, there's always a Southern Immediate Care.
Golly. And you know one of the great things about doing this 31 years, you now have a permanent ring across the top of your head where your headphones are.
Of course.
Uh-huh. And they I can't get my hair out of that ditch for nothing. No, you know what I mean?
You look at various – you can always tell when people had us come do something right after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Or interviewed us right after the show, and you can tell for the horseshoe across the top of our head.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Where we were wearing
– mash down. You can't get it to sit up.
Look, I'll tell you, that's somebody thinking, you know, getting you to come and endorse
well,
and watch your fall.
Mark After Dark did a great job.
Oh, yeah,
buddy's talent.
Let me tell you something. You talk about camera for her.
Yeah, he designed that, shot it, edited it. He did the whole thing. So I was just simply an oversized model in that one.
Well, there's definitely a future in that. And,
yeah,
take that, Caitlin Clark.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
Take that, Nike.
You know, I thought that was when you guys brought that up today, though, you know, because this is the way that these female athletes can find money, because they're not going to find it with their salary in the WNBA. But if you're a female basketball player, just have a very illustrious college career, you know, make some dough there, and then just become this person that nobody really probably wants to watch you play on a professional basketball team, but they want to watch you in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's where your money is. Hey, didn't y'all have that right? And you say $28 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has anybody complained already about it from the WNBA that she got this because she's getting preferential treatment?
You know what?
If it hasn't, it will.
No,
you know? I mean, I just know it.
In
well.
Fact,
I mean,
she's the all-time scoring leader. Has nothing.
Right.
No. Yeah. Yeah. What we're gonna hear is Bubba grabbing another profit star. It won't be long. To the fact that she's white is why she's getting so many good deals.
Yeah.
Not the fact that she can light it up from anywhere on the court.
Here's the thing. Nike's a smart company. They invest in smart deals, and they saw what kind of revenue she brought to the athletics at Iowa. And, hey, she can do the same for us. That's really all that went into this.
Yeah, if you're in women's athletics, especially women's basketball, you know, hopefully for women's basketball, there'll come a day where there'll be multiple lucrative deals for people. But what she realized is I can really stand out right now because they want to do deals with female athletes, but they need to find one they think will actually have, you know, be a good investment. Yeah. And she's a good investment to your point.
Until a few trans athletes comes along and breaks all of her records.
Right, that'll happen.
Yeah. But that's when we'll have a Nike sign Tommy with an IE who can tomahawk slam.
Yeah.
Right.
A reverse gorilla dunk flying under the rim.
Yeah, while wearing a skirt. Yeah, so that's
and
just
rocking it.
Yeah, that's to come. You're right. But we'll see. But we'll come back, so good stuff, Bub.
Well, swimsuit season's out there, so I'm looking to book some big, you know, some big deals.
If I could have you jumping off a diving board promoting a pool company, that's what I need.
Here's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. They put you out on those white sand beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Take some photos.
Photo shoot.
come see us.
Yeah. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We're back. Thanks for being with us today. Wednesday Bible study back today. Noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. We'll finish 2 Corinthians today, and we'll get ready next week to move into a brand new book. We'll talk more about that today in the Bible study. The archive available not long after on our podcast and YouTube channel, if that works better for you. So it's coming up this weekend, the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix in Sweet Home, Alabama. We will have the Indy cars will be there. They'll be ready to go. The NTT Indy Car Series. Gene Hallman is bringing our attention to all these things. Bubba, and the thing that Gene just read a minute ago that hurts the most, and he kind of glossed over it, is the phrase when we talk about Riley Green being the Grand Marshal, the phrase about the list of Grand Marshals past notable previous Grand Marshals. I can read that no other way since we're not on the list, even though we did factually and historically do it. We're not notable.
Well,
I mean, it's
one thing to be left off a notable promo, but when you're erased from history, that hurts a little bit.
Yeah. I
get Urie and drop off all over on that. You know, I mean, it's kind of weird.
I own this. I pointed it out. You know, I'm the one that brought it to your attention. It's just not right.
Hey, Gene, tell me about all the people you work with. Well, I work with a number of people, and you just go on about it. Here are the ones that are notable. I realize that we won't be there. We're not notable. But that's all right. You know,
you're memorable though.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
There's a good photo right there of Bubba in his suit.
But how about this?
He looks kind of like a gangster, doesn't he?
Oh, he looks fantastic. Look at him. Good night. He looks good.
Moody mafia.
We were so young.
He's got his tie perfect.
Mm.
I don't even have a shred of gray there.
We were so young.
So young.
What was that, 11? Did we say
2011? Yeah.
Who knows? It's not notable.
I'm sure he won that
right
year.
So, Gene.
Oh, did we want to hear us say start the engine here?
Do you have that? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Adler. Let's put that up. I'd love to hear that. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all start your engine.
Well, look at him in his suit.
Listen to the roar.
Yeah!
We got our green flag too, which was awesome. That, of course, you don't remember that because it wasn't notable, but that was great.
That is one of the coolest moments in sports, is it not, though?
Yeah.
When they rev the engines like that.
Come on, Gene. It's fantastic. Now, this weekend, a lot going on at Barber Motorsports Park.
That's a great view, by the way, hanging over the track.
It is. the horsepower is incredible. So where are we right now, Gene, on tickets, and what can we still go?
Yes, but tickets have sold extremely well, like I mentioned earlier. IndyAlabama.com is the place to get your tickets. Kids 15 and under get in free. $25 on Friday all the way up to $55 on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday are selling extremely well. We've got an early start on Sunday because of NBC. We're live on national TV, network TV, and that starts at 12:40 is the green flag. So make sure you're in place by time to see these great drivers. And we've got five former Indy 500 drivers in this race.
Wow. Do you have, like, you know, we're all very familiar with the way NASCAR fans act because that's what the culture we grew up in, and we've learned this over the years. What's the percentage of those that say, I'm here on Friday, and I'm here the whole weekend? Is that probably half? Yeah, probably half, yeah.
But we sold out of camping, RVs. Yeah. I mean, there are people that come in from all over the world, as I mentioned earlier, and they stay the whole week. They go into the Barber Motorsports Museum.
Which is incredible.
The world's largest collection of motorcycles and Lotus cars. What George Barber has done with that facility is just incredible for our community.
And, you know, and a lot of the, I don't want to fire everybody up that may be coming from places all over the world. I just want y'all to prepare. There is a Buc-ee's right there.
Oh, see that exit. Let's talk about that. Bass Pro, Buc-ee's, the shops of Grand River. None of that was there.
Yeah.
It was a wasteland when George Barber had the vision to build this Barber Motorsports Park, and he donated the money to build it. It's the state's largest philanthropic project in its history.
I just picture all the
If he had some tennis courts out there, he'd have that thing made.
There you go. By the way, I have an update on y'all on something that happened near me. Think about the Europeans when they come off that exit. Bass Pro Shop up here on the hill and Buc-ee's right to the left.
Yeah, you got Buc-ee's and you got fishing rods and guns.
If they want to immerse themselves in the Alabama culture, you can do it right off the exit.
But then when they drive through those gates, they're like, we're in Europe, because it's designed. It looks a lot like European road tracks.
It does.
The Barber Park does.
And Gene, it was interesting to me because we have some people we know participating in it, but there's other races going on, some of these
11 races
where you're working your way up to that.
11?
11 races over 3 days.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and you don't have to be a race fan to enjoy it. We got a kids zone, a fan zone. We've got tramps that circulate you around the park. You got lots of great viewing areas.
It sounds like you said we have tramps.
Right. That trams,
yes. Because we tramps. Don't.
No tramps are allowed.
We do not have that.
No,
no.
That's the next exit.
That's right. That's funny. It's a beautiful experience. But the beauty you have is everything you love about the Indy Series and this type of racing with Southern Hospitality thrown in.
Well, and they're getting ready for the Indy 500. All these cars and drivers will be in next month's Indy 500. This is the last race before they head to Indianapolis. So this is an important race for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is getting ready for the Indy 500.
Yeah, everything you love about the Indy Series, we took out the rudeness.
The first time I went, I was blown away by the facility. It's just incredible.
Oh, it really is.
I got to mention Medical Properties Trust. They're based here. It's an international company based here. They bought the title sponsorship and gave it to Children's Hospital.
How about that?
And all of us have had children that have gone through that beautiful facility.
Oh, yeah.
It is world-class Children's of Alabama. And shout out to Medical Properties Trust for their gift back to Children's of Alabama.
Okay, so I was looking at that. So that kept Children's of Alabama from having to write that title sponsor check.
But they still get the proceeds.
They get all the publicity and proceeds.
Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing they did. Amfirst is our presenting sponsor. The two of them combined really helped build the foundation for this race.
Well, it's a great weekend. If you want to find out more, IndyAlabama.com, IndyAlabama.com to get your tickets. 11 races over 3 days, and, of course, the big race on Sunday. So let's go to Morgan Freeman talking about Elon Musk. And then, Bubba, we have a 6B. How you like that one? Where the Falcon 9.
Oh, yeah. I think that plays right into it.
Yeah. So here is Morgan Freeman. talking about Elon Musk. Here we go.
I'm a huge fan of Elon Musk's, and I think he's got the most incredibly forward-thinking ideas about where we can go technologically. He's, you know, what he's done is nobody else has ever done. He's landed a rocket ship, so it's reusable. What a feat that is. Now we're taking off. We're going to be going to Mars, delivering stuff to people who are going to be settling there, just like they settled the old West, and bringing those ships back and landing them and reloading them.
Morgan Freeman, I don't know if y'all know this, that is the most sought-after endorsement that humankind can you know, desire, is for Morgan Freeman to like you.
I love Morgan Freeman. I know you do, too. And, the first time I saw Morgan Freeman was when he was on The Electric Company.
Of course.
You know, the show was brought to you by the letter E.
Oh, yeah.
But he's one of those guys I'd give a pass. I don't even care about his politics or anything else. I just like Morgan Freeman.
And, well, of course, you're speaking of the great character, Easy Reader.
Right.
When Elon reposted that, that was his comment. I love Morgan Freeman.
But who doesn't? Is there people out there that say, I tell you who I don't like, is that Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman, if he endorses you, I don't want to go too far with it. I know he was only playing God. But when you hear, you know, if Morgan Freeman said we were notable, then I wouldn't care what any promoter thought.
I wouldn't need to be listed on another website my whole life.
No, and so...
Of course, I would play it. You know, it would be the answering machine message. Right, right, I might even put it on my car horn.
What I like about Morgan Freeman is that though he and I may not agree on everything, he's not going to be put into some corner and say, oh, if I believe A, then you didn't assign me my beliefs on everything else. You know, he was the one that says, I don't think that black people are being persecuted. We've come a long way. Remember, he wouldn't go down that road. He said, he said, I'm not even a fan of Black History Month. You know, and then now here you go, hey, you know you're supposed to not like Elon Musk if you want to be accepted by the left. And he's like, I think Elon Musk is fascinating. I'm sorry you're not going to do that. He thinks for himself. I'm sure I would agree with him on everything. But I like Morgan Freeman.
He gets a pass. I don't even care.
I want Morgan Freeman to invite me to Gulf Shores, and I want Morgan Freeman to take you and I out, Bubba, for an Amberjack sandwich and look at the Gulf Coast. and look at us and say,
I'd like that deal today.
Yeah, and look at you and me and say, y'all are notable.
He don't even have to say that.
He doesn't?
I'll buy the lunch.
Okay.
Oh. Morgan, if you're listening.
Morgan, please.
On Sunny.
Yeah, on Sunny 105.
We'll take it.
Elon's doing all this with rockets and Tesla and all that, and then there's also X, where he is a global champion for free speech.
Correct.
Just really quick while we're on this Elon Musk thing, there's this video in Australia that the Australian government is pressuring X to take down. And that's this video of a jihadi stabbing a bishop. I'm going to keep it small just in case it'll get us kicked off YouTube. You guys can see it behind you, but there's this jihadi in Australia, and he goes and stabs this bishop. The Australian government has been pressuring Elon Musk to take it down. And Elon Musk says, no, I won't do that. This is a news story, and
of course it is.
I don't have to take this down just because the Australian government says so. If you guys want a quick minute of the Australian e-safety minister talking about this, this is a minute and a half if you guys want that.
Yeah, wait, are we concerned about the public relations campaign of a jihadist?
Right.
Okay, for sure.
All right.
Well, about Elon Musk, he's mocked you this morning for choosing censorship and propaganda over free speech and truth. What's your response to that?
Well, this is a bloke who's chosen ego and showing violence over common sense. I think that Australians will shake their head when they think that this billionaire is prepared to go to court fighting for the right to sow division and to show violent videos, which are very distressing. He is in social media, but he has a social responsibility in order to have that social license. And what has occurred here is that the eSafety Commissioner has made very sensible suggestions. Other social media companies have complied without complaint. But this bloke thinks he's above the Australian law, that he's above common decency. And I tell you what, I say to Elon Musk, that he is so out of touch with what the Australian public want. This has been a distressing time, and I find this bloke on the other side of the world, from his billionaire's establishments, trying to lecture Australians about free speech. Well, I won't cop it, and Australians won't either.
You know, you're the one lecturing everybody, yeah. Not him. You're
so crazy. Again, what if he's a billionaire or he's a pauper? No, what difference. Has that got to do with the issue? Look, did this happen? Yes, it happened. Mm-hmm. And why are we acting like it didn't happen? Mm-hmm. Now, this was an attack against a Christian pastor who you've probably seen him on Reels. I have.
Yep.
Is very common sense in his approach to a lot of things.
Yep.
If it had been opposite, if it had been a Christian attacking something, do you think they'd take it down?
Right.
Heck no.
Right.
So the whole point is, and this guy is out of touch. He's crazy, too. That's ridiculous. And you know in this attack, too, you know the priest was minimally hurt in this because the attacker's knife didn't open up. It was a switchblade.
Mm.
So he... You know, again, little divine protection there.
Sure, yeah. He tried to stab through a hedge, didn't
he? The bloke was protected.
The bloke, was protected.
And like in Brazil,
and I know they speak English, but boy, that was hard for me to
right. But you know, Elon is going against a lot of the different governments there. And also, Brazil, their elections and everything that was going on, he wouldn't take things down. He was being very transparent. And some of these don't like it.
These governments are trying to crack down, and we will decide what is distressing. And we decide what should be seen. That's a little more English, but
now you're the two people that were helping.
I'm
Corella.
A chimney sweep. I admit it. Yeah. I'm a chimney sweep. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They keep that up. They're not gonna have the Starlink. He's gonna cut them off.
Yeah. Or either you're the guys that helped Cruella DeVille steal all the puppies.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You sound like those
wrong
guys.
One. I meant to go down under. I'm sorry. See what I'm saying? We decide. We're the ones who decide, not free speech. It's still
billionaire bloke.
Yeah. But you guys get what I'm saying.
Right.
Such Irish in there.
Fire up the Barbie.
Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie. There it is.
Fire up the Barbie. All right, so let's talk a little bit about fast-growing trees. Just yesterday, my wife Sherry and I, we have dinner at this time of year just about every day out on the screened-in porch, and we're looking at all the different trees and plants and just how they're just thriving right now at the house, and fast-growing trees plays a big role in that. I know a lot of you are probably like Sherry and me. We want to have a green thumb. We want to have trees. We want to have plants. We want to see but we struggle pulling it off. And a lot of it is that, you know, we need to be educated on what plants and trees thrive where we live. Well, Fast Growing Trees, game changer, because their expertise is available to you all the time. They'll find out, where do you live? Let's talk about the climate there. What are you trying to accomplish? This would do better in shade. This needs a little more sun. These won't do well in your climate at all. Please don't waste your money. And they ship these right to your door, so there's no going to the nursery and grabbing pots and stuff and dirt in the back of the car and trying to get all this stuff home. They ship it right to your door, the plants and trees that will thrive, and then they're available to you. You know, they got a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee. They have the free plant consultation is available to you forever. They find the perfect fit for you. So right now, they have the best deals online. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Okay, fastgrowingtrees.com. Use our code Bubba, and you'll get you additional 15%. Now, why am I saying additional? Because they've got some deals going on right now on selected plants and trees that are even more than that. They're half off, and then you get an additional 15% by using the code Bubba at fastgrowingtrees.com. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. We continue. Richard in Sweet Home, Alabama. Richard, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So, Helms, if you already spoke on this, then I know I didn't catch it. I apologize. But during the kickoff hour, you said at the end of the show this year you wouldn't have any idea what's going on in news and politics. And I just want to know if that meant until the show started back up next year, or is that you officially saying you're not going to be joining Rick on his show next year, coming back?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm out of the radio business come December the whatever that is, 15, 16, 17,
13th, big year
ender.
Friday the 13th, by the way.
Let's see, Friday the 13th, 14th, 15th. On Monday the 16th, I will sleep as late as I want to. And I am looking so forward to it. So this, I really haven't talked about this, and I don't know that this is the time to do it. But
sure. Well, yeah, sure.
This show and this team has meant, the last 15 years has been really special. And not every day you get to get up and go to work with your buddies. And it is work. There are things that we do, you know, in every job that we wish we didn't have to do. But it has been a great run. I've loved every second of it. I've grown. I've matured through it. And that's because of you guys. Not only the guys sitting in here, but the audience.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the next chapter. And that is I'm investing all my energy and efforts in Jacksonville State and the women's tennis program, and going to do some other things as well at the university and continue to coach and teach outside of that on the tennis front. And so that's where my time's going to be spent. And I'm looking for that. We need to get through the next few months, and we're going to all work hard and do that. But I am looking forward to this next chapter for sure.
Yeah. And as your responsibilities there have gotten more and more and more, I don't think people understand trying to do both of these at the same time is,
it's a challenge. Yeah. It is. And
there's some geography involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There well, is. And plus, this is something you've loved being here. This is your passion. This is your call. I mean, this, the coaching, you obviously are, you know, God's giving you gifts for it. You enjoy it. It's what you love. And
I told somebody the other
day.
Not
that you don't love this. I'm just talking about
it. I love this, and I have fun doing this. But for the last 2 years of really dedicating my time to college coaching, it's been a long time since I felt this fulfilled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's something to say for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you just had breakfast too,
right? Yeah,
that's not what I'm talking about. But that's a good one. Yeah.
I'm just glad Greg wasn't here because he'd have gone, "Good night." Look at that.
I know it interrupted your speech. Yeah, yeah, good time. Yeah. Robert,
he gets every one of yours, by the way.
He does. He does. I'm trying to ask you how your kids did, but I'm afraid Greg will interrupt.
Yeah.
Robert in South Carolina. Robert, go ahead.
Happy Wednesday, Rick and Bubba.
Thank you, Robert.
I was watching you on YouTube, and this morning someone has posted the day you went live on Turner South Television.
Yeah, that's the day.
And I watched that, and it, because I've only been listening for a little over a year, it filled in so many holes about things I've heard on the goodies and CDs and things like that it was really good, and if people can see it, the quality isn't best, but the content is very notable, I would say.
Yeah, people are sending us.
Had that gentleman watch that.
You know what?
Really good.
What I take away from that is I look at these early years of the show is, you know, we were dedicated to non-professionalism, and we stayed with it the whole time.
We really have.
Yeah.
We've been consistent.
We never caved.
Yeah. You know? We told you good night, Rick. But anyway, you know, they're showing these, and I've seen, you're right, the quality's not great on some of them. And I will tell you, just on a bit of an emotional moment, and all this looking back, you know, you look back, but somebody sent me one with Dad stopping by the studio. He was getting inducted into something. It was after he retired. And Speedy, you and your dad were begging him to coach Mississippi State to come out of retirement. And he was so vibrant and hearing that laugh that everybody loved. And he was cutting up with us. And so thank you. That was nice for somebody to send that to me. I enjoyed watching
right after I'd sit on an air hose.
Yeah. Bubba and I look like somebody has pumped air into us. And look in our hair, in our facial hair, not an ounce of gray. You know it.
But I like your stash, man. Bring it back.
Yeah, bring back the New Jersey housewife stash.
Come on, buddy. Yeah. That's in now. Yeah.
Well,
bring it back.
You know, it's just the airlock thing is a problem.
And that little studio there, we went in there, and you can tell the studio we took off, it used to be a soft rock station. And you can tell by the mauve on the walls that it was designed for women.
Everything about it.
Yeah, and it was a tiny little studio, and we started there. And of course, then not long after this, quite a monologue. Well, we're trying to tell people what to expect, Bubba. And let's face it, there's a lot to cover.
Let's hear this. Look, can you pull up? So let's just hear what we're.
Can we do it?
Thing, I didn't know we were going to list. I'm so sorry. I love you dearly. I've married up. I'm in over my head. I can't believe it. God bless you.
Yeah, and before all of you start emailing and going, Rick and Bubba, you're fat. We know that.
Yeah, we know that.
Email. We're aware of that. We're known as the two sexiest fat men alive, and I think now on TV, that's pretty obvious. But, hey, we're tubby. We know it. So leave that email off, and we know our heads are big, too. Okay? Yeah.
See, that's how you kick off a national TV show, right there.
That's how you get started. Yeah. Save the emails. We know we're fat and our heads are big.
That was the first hour of the national TV show on Turner South.
Oh, well, I want you to picture this. What if you were part of Turner South right there, and you're like, what have we done?
Right.
And what they did is when we went to the next studio after that, which was the Red Velvet Lounge, Turner South actually went in and designed the studio more for them, and we worked our way out. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was more this setup.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we forgot. At least here we have room behind us.
Yeah, well, we mismeasured a little bit there on some of that.
They put us right up against the wall.
Oh, there's a chair that has to go behind the counter. Okay. Yeah,
right. And people walking.
Right.
Yeah, you know, without a chair, you could actually go through there. But, you know, there's chairs and people. And then, you know.
Yeah, I don't know where this has come from, but there's been a resurgence of Turner South old video that people are throwing out everywhere now. And again, a lot of it, the quality's not great, but it's funny to watch. The one that they sent me, Greg came by to visit, and it's funny looking at how everybody looks different too. So Speedy here, the real Greg Burgess. We've got Adler, Bubba, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us.
And Helmsy has returned today, and we a caller just had Helmsy talking about his future plans. As a lot of people are wondering about that with the different members of the show now as we go through the final year of the Rick and Bubba show. And you have been coaching. We talked about the Jacksonville State women's team. Third place in Conference USA tournament?
So we finished up third in the regular season conference, got the third seed to the tournament, which was great, which all that means is we don't have to face Florida International until we get to the finals, which never happened. But great run.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, so I was literally about to tell Greg to stand down where you can talk.
He's good.
And I looked at his microphone, and it shows muted over here. Does somebody mute Greg's mic for you?
No.
So it is muted.
Oh, his computer hit.
Greg muted.
You hit muted. Okay. All right, anyway, so Helmsy, go ahead.
That's funny.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to put his mic down.
I'm in now.
Okay. Oh, corporate Greg's in.
It has been an up and down season for us. Mm-hmm. And this is the ladies right there. That's in hot Miami, Florida International University.
A little warm there.
Great campus, by the way.
FIU?
87 degrees in that picture. And I refuse to wear shorts because it's, I don't want to mess with Mojo.
Yeah.
Don't believe in that kind of stuff, but don't want to mess with it.
Don't take chances.
And so had that question several times. Do you ever wear shorts? I'm like, yeah, I do, but I'm not today because we got a match. Because
we're running.
Anyway, we up and down season. And, you know, when you have a new coach come in and these girls have been used to one thing, and now you got this guy coming in with a whole different set of standards and guidelines and expectations.
Sure.
It can take some time to get it going. And, March 10th was – I went back and looked at March 10th was the turnaround. And from there, we won 7 in a row, beat teams we probably shouldn't have no business beating. And that helped us get that third seed in Conference USA. There's 9 teams in our conference, and so we felt really good going into it. And we thought we could probably take one match. And you get down to Miami, and then some drama breaks out. I won't get into too many details.
Can you go there on the one thing that was a little setback? Or if you'd rather not, that's just your
Yeah, point. I can handle it with kid gloves. Our number one player who is usually going to win or at least get rid of their, you know, nobody else has to worry about that player.
Right.
On that particular line, she gets sick.
Mm. Mm.
And we had played Middle Tennessee earlier in the year, first match of the year, and we had 3 match points, lost the match, but I felt good when we left that going, okay, 2 girls just played. They hadn't played a match in the fall. They've had injuries. We just did that and nearly beat them.
We can hang.
And yeah. So I'm in a good spot with this. And so I knew we had gotten better, winning the last 7. I didn't think they had progressed as much as we had, and so I liked our chances against them. It was a good, you know, the fact that we were the third – the third seed gave us a good draw, and so then my number one gets sick, and I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!
You can't even."
And
I mean,
so
you can't even have a number one seed.
I'm thinking in my mind, we got a couple of days here, we'll get her better, and all this, and it just never turned around. So we go that day, and I'm thinking, I mean, it's going to be difficult. Like I don't know how we pull this off without her in the lineup. And we end up taking the doubles point, which is always good in mid-major world. You take the doubles point, it's a whole different deal. And all of a sudden I look up and we've got chances on every court. This court's winning, this court's winning. We've took the first set here, we've took the first set there. And all of a sudden it's we win it. And I was like, wow, okay, so on to buckle up, you got Liberty next. And so it was a tough battle there, just outmatched. They're just that good. Liberty and FIU stand out in our conference. And so when I look back at the ups and downs, we win some we should, we lost some we shouldn't have, and or we won some we shouldn't have, we lost some we shouldn't have, then had this great run and good finish. And if you would have asked me, because I told people this, if you'd have asked me at the first of the year, if you said you're going to place third, because you understand how much difference level it is with Florida International and Liberty, I would have said, no way. No way we can do that. And they did. So they responded. Never seen a group fight so hard that day against Middle Tennessee. Like, so very proud.
And then you come home and you go to Mobile.
Let me tell you how that worked.
Where your kids are playing for state championships.
So I got up. So I get home and I jump in the bed at 12 o'clock, well, 11:45 Sunday night, only to get up and at 4 a.m. and drive to Mobile, Alabama to see Braden and Caroline play. And they're in the 7A state. They won sectionals last week, and the next stage is state. And so get there and watch them play, and they had just a great 2 days. Braden and Caroline both won their singles courts, and then both won doubles courts, and then the 7A, the teams won 7A. I really thought the boys would probably win. Florence is really good, and they're even better than I thought they were. Our guys are just – they've all been together for like 3 or 4 years, yeah, and they continue to get better, and they – But I really didn't think the girls, and this is just the way you see things. I was clearly wrong, but I didn't think they could win it this year. Like, I thought they've had some people move on and do some different things, and I thought I just don't see a path for them to win. And I'd be dog if they didn't.
How about that?
That is awesome, man.
Them two right there are spoiled rotten because they don't understand what losing looks like. They have between the two, there are five team state titles in the last 3 years. Braden and them have won it 3 years in a row.
Good night.
Okay.
Caroline, two out of the last three. They've both have now two singles championships at 7A, and now both have one. Caroline may have two, but I know both of them have at least one doubles championship.
That's great.
And so Braden caught me off guard this week. I used to win and all that, but him being in that, I didn't even know he's playing number one doubles. Like, at one point, Amanda, and by the way, she got in trouble from one of the officials, got called for coaching. She has no clue what's going on out there. So it was kind of comical that I'll tell you all that later. But it was so funny. I'm like, sir, you're barking up the wrong tree. She don't even know who's out there, what the score is.
Right. Right. Now you know how the Yankees manager felt.
Yes, very similar.
And do you know who I am?
But they called. They're calling out the matches, and this was like the second match, doubles match. Mm. And I'm like, "Why is Braden going out there? He's not playing one." She's like, "He's played one all year in doubles." I'm like, "What?"
That hurt.
And so that shows you how uninvolved I've been.
Yeah,
do want to thank Coach Oliver Aaron.
All right, let me take Greg's mic down. All right, go ahead.
Well, and because of what I just said, you know, I'm so uninvolved. I've been so uninvolved with this. Coach Oliver Aaron, Timmery Fisk, Scott Robertson, Tim Hewitt, they have spent more time with my kids than I have over the last 8 months. And so, you know, that the dedication, love, support, encouragement that they've just given them has been phenomenal, not just this year, but for the last 3 or 4 years that they've been playing tennis for Vestavia. So,
yeah.
And I will say this too, every time Vestavia is in this world, everybody wants them to lose. I hear it. And they don't know that I'm, and they're always saying,
if you have a program that's dominant, that comes with it.
And these kids work. So they're not just given this. Like, these kids work extremely hard. Like, they're working on this 3-4 hours a day most days.
Yeah.
They're getting up before school and practicing. They're going to the weight room late at night. That's the things that, that's why they're doing this. It's not because they're in Vestavia and they're country club kids. Yeah. That's not what this is about. And people want them to lose because of that.
Yeah.
They're hardworking individuals and they get after it.
Well, that's awesome. Braden's going to get to play at the next level now.
Yeah, we saw that where he signed. Congratulations on that, buddy. I mean, there's a lot lot going on with Helms and Tennis.
How's the Gamecock team? You got a lot coming back? How's that look?
Bubba, that's a big can of worms that we'll talk about in the break.
I just thought that was a joke.
You almost made it, Helmsy.
I didn't try to dig a hole there.
No, it's fine. There's a few coming back, and there's a few that are
moving on.
They're going to move on to some other things.
Okay.
So,
well,
you have to have hard conversations when you're.
Yeah.
You know, this is part
of it. Coach.
Yeah. That way, Coach. Hey, boy, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, you did good, Greg.
We'll be back.
Good job, Greg.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Somebody who says, well, you know, he's clearly not running this country. I'm kind of glad. I like hearing that. I hope he's not. Well, you know they're going to replace him in June. Probably. I would think so.
You would hope they have sense to do that.
Right. I don't want the Democrats to win, but there comes a point where I'm like, I don't think any of us need this.
You know, we're going to see it in the clips here in a minute, but he's repeating this thing about being a 18-wheel driver.
I don't
understand. And that's been disproven. He's still going with it.
Yeah. Well, Bubba, Bubba, 9 out of 10 of his stories have been disproven, and he keeps saying it. Well, start with the first one, and we've talked about this before. You know, this claim that he is a devout Catholic. Like I've heard many people say before, I can go stand in the garage, but it won't make me a car. You know, and so when you're at an abortion rally, you know, the Catholic Church before Pope Francis, and I'm not saying he's changed it. He just keeps coming to the rescue of Joe Biden when devout priests are denying him communion because of the way he's living. Not that he made a mistake or he made a stumble. He is, as Scripture says, he is practicing sin. It's perpetual and deliberate. These are not mistakes where he's going, hey, we all make mistakes, which we do. So he is now going to be in an abortion rally and then give the sign of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
And then we come back here to the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis felt like he needed to run for president. And so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to 6 weeks.
Why did he just do the sign of the cross?
Show us that again.
I don't even know.
I was listening to her. I wasn't watching him. He caught me off guard.
We come back here to the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis felt like he needed to run for president. And so 15 weeks wasn't good enough. We had to go to 6 weeks.
Why did he do that?
I think he said in his.
Because she said Ron DeSantis.
Yes, and he's thinking that thank you, Lord, for not allowing him to.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. Yeah.
So thank you, Lord, for not allowing him to keep babies from being aborted at that stage.
Or not be the next president. Because I don't know, y'all.
Saying that Ron DeSantis
is an
enemy to those that want abortion on demand.
Yeah, I guess that's what
so
he's saying,
thanking God that a man who would be an enemy against abortion on demand.
I guess so.
He's thanking God. I don't think God kept DeSantis from stopping that.
Yeah, thank God that pretty much one of the few governors in the entire world that didn't do a massive power grab during COVID. Thank God he didn't become president.
Right. Next, Bubba, it's what you talk about. He's not going to let the 18-wheeler story.
Hey, break 1-9 for Uncle Joe.
Break 1-9 for the big guy. All right, here we go.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
You know what I do?
That's exactly right.
He's been a career politician. He went to college to be what? He's never driven.
No.
Greg, this is
when I wait. Was that between when he was playing football, or when he wished his name ended in O or SKI,
or when he was just visiting the mosque? And came out.
Yeah, he's been an elected official for 47 years. Is that right? Now
it was actually his uncle who was the 18-wheeler driver, and he said that he helped. He went in to get the freight to where it was going after he was eaten by cannibals.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. This has
happened before.
Yeah. Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
You did not. That is not true.
You might have said it you might have
put it in drive and went across the parking lot in first gear and then stopped. Yeah. I mean, that would have been about it.
But you've been a politician your entire life. You were not a truck driver.
Biden now will tell us that last year, Earth Day was the hottest day on record. That also not true. All right.
Last year was Earth Day's hottest day on record. Last year was Earth Day's hottest day on record.
And that's not true.
That's not true.
He's saying something again that did not happen. So
now this next one is my favorite.
All right, you're gonna love this one, Bubba. Have you seen this one yet?
Yeah.
This is where he's trying to tell us that we can't trust Donald Trump, but he gets so mixed up. He basically says we can't trust him. Okay, so
thank you, sir.
Thank you. So here
we go. I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
I mean, does he have to prove?
Can
we
cut that out? Hey, I mean, we need that for the last few months. Come
he
on.
Said it clear. Please, he listen, didn't even stumble.
Listen to the crowd. They don't know what to do. Just listen to when he finishes. If
how many
mind.
Times?
Yeah, listen.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're even laughing. Wow.
They're like, what? Yeah, he actually does say that y'all can't be trusted all the time.
How many times does he have to prove it?
Yeah, he says that a lot.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yeah.
Did y'all see the face that followed?
Yeah, that's the question. How many times?
He elevated his voice like he's finna deliver a good statement.
Something.
How many times?
This is when he's the most dangerous, when he thinks he's about to deliver a doozy.
And, of course, following that, we have the very common Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, with the ghost handshake to somebody who's not there.
He's going
to
shake hands with a ghost. I don't know if he sees something that we don't see, but he's shaking hands with nothing. Or maybe to him it's not. Here we go. Greg? Bubba? Look. There's nothing there. There is literally...
What's he doing?
I mean, there's nobody on stage. There's nobody behind the stage.
Where's he going?
There is nothing.
Speedy, are you okay?
No.
Don't jump. Because I want to, again...
No, I'm not.
I'm going to speak for you, Speedy, because you have no more energy for this. How can we not get consistent help for him when he's on stage? Where's the person that's assigned to get him off the stage? It's not that difficult. Just put his wife, like you say, Bubba, would be fine.
Where is she at? Because
she's a fine doctor.
Well, that's what Whoopi said. And if Whoopi's going to her for medical attention, she's probably got other problems.
But
shouldn't she? What is she doing more important than helping him off stage?
And Greg, I hate to bring up the obvious. Mm. Watch him try to recover, and you and I saw this many times.
Oh, yeah.
When Dad would get confused, and he'd do a little like, "I'm just cutting up."
Yeah,
and it's so sad to see.
They need one of them big hooks to bring him back.
Mm-hmm. But right here, watch this.
The old shepherd staff.
Yes.
Derek,
I would even go to this.
Where was he going?
Have the Secret Service, somebody standing there, and his whole job is, or hers, is to just get him off the stage. But act like you're just standing there, but you're not really doing
this
that.
This is not difficult.
No.
He's the president.
No, but we can't let him do that.
Let's start. We got a couple of them here. First, let's go with the very difficult to listen to RFK Jr., who is with our Blaze brother, Glenn Beck. And he is summing up why the liberal leftists are no longer truly liberal, and why this is gone. And he does it in under 30 seconds. So here he is with Blaze Brethren, Glenn Beck. Here we go.
And you have the federal government colluding with gigantic business. I'm a conservative. I used to be one of the dummies that used to say, Apple's not going to do anything. Google can't. Oh yeah, they can. The liberals used to be the ones who would be telling me that. Now I'm like, I'm on your side, and they're gone.
The liberals are now for censorship, which is astonishing to me. Liberals are pro-war, which is astonishing to me. What's happened to the Liberal Party? The Liberal Parties were skeptical of corporate control of our government, and now it's like, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are like, you know, they're like the angels of heaven for them.
Yeah, it is weird. The leftists are now embracing and for things that at one time they used to vilify.
How you like that ring announcer microphone format where it just hangs down?
I love it.
Do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it.
I like
corner.
It. The Glenn Beck microphones, the way they hang and the fact that they're white,
yeah,
I just really dig it.
You know, I will say this. Glenn is always a trendsetter on microphones. He's always got something a little different.
What's up with the scarf?
I want to go to Dallas. I don't know why he's wearing a scarf. Maybe there's something
like a
on
bandana.
Yeah, it's a bandana. You know, he's in Texas now. Yeah, maybe he's trying to be a cowboy.
That. Maybe he's got boots on, too.
You know, Glenn probably a little more of a cowboy now. Well, I want to go to Dallas and see that facility out there. I mean, because Glenn's like us. He is big on, you know, over the top. And, you know, and the
but
way.
But you remember in the old days, he had like big old shiny microphone and all this
Glenn
stuff.
Always
and
has very, very.
And now the ringing, you know, in this corner. Yeah. You know, and you put it back up.
He has microphones that you see them and you're like, oh, that looks cool. I like the way that looks.
Rick, in that same interview, they went off into autism and how it's up. Sickness in kids and the uptick in that.
Yeah.
And RFK Jr. stuff sit through, but he started like giving statistics about men his age versus kids now and what they're dealing with.
No, you're right. And I know that was there, but we can only hear him talking very
short. Oh, here he is. Yeah. Oh, Greg said he wanted to hear it.
No, I can't.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
Adler.
I can't.
Autism is now $1 trillion a year. What? My generation, I'm 70, you're 60, years old.
I didn't know anybody with autism.
No, we knew nobody when we were
I didn't know anybody with peanut allergies.
No, my wife, I have 11 siblings, 70 cousins, nobody with a peanut allergy. Why do five of my seven kids have allergies?
Mm-hmm.
Why does, you know, the autism rates in my generation today, right now, 2024, 1 in 10,000 70-year-old men have autism. In my kids' generation, it's 1 in every 34 kids, 1 in every 22 boys, according to CDC.
Okay, all right. Imagine state of address if he was the president.
I couldn't.
State of the Union.
He could literally come in and tell me that we are at war, and I would turn it off.
Rick,
I mean,
I know he's been to tell us about
it. Rick, he could tell us he was going to hand all of us a gold brick, and I couldn't stay with
you,
it.
You turn away from
some of you think we're playing back the archive from Monday's show, but we're not.
No, right. That was speed.
Our show.
I just thought Antonio you might like Brown to hear quit. That.
Yeah. No, we've been saying
it's really
all these
more of a challenge to see if y'all can make it.
Well, it goes back to this again. there's the facts of it, and we've talked about this on the show many times. Even in our generation of kids, my kids that are in their 30s. Versus my kids that are in their 20s, just in that 10-year period, what I saw working with children because of the age of your kids, you know, you volunteer to help with Sunday school with kids or, you know, whatever, this rise in all these allergies and all this autism, to say it that it's nothing new is just not right. That's just not true. We could see it with our own. Did y'all know anybody had autism when y'all were kids? Anybody?
Or peanut allergies either.
Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't have any of that. Mm-hmm. So that is a change. All right, on a much lighter note, Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy has been returned.
I don't fully understand this. I'll tell you what they're saying.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back from 2005. ESPN is reporting the Heisman Trust will announce Wednesday the formal reinstatement of the trophy to Bush and what it calls an enormous change in the college football landscape. The Heisman Trust decision comes after Bush forfeited his Heisman Trophy in 2010 in wake of significant NCAA sanctions for USC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits during a Trojans career that spanned from 2003 to 2005.
Well, to me,
RFK Jr. has to say something about
that. No, to me, once we removed the moral factor of the Heisman, you remember one time part of the Heisman was you had to be an athlete of good character.
Yeah.
And they said, let's take that out because they couldn't find anybody.
Yeah.
And nobody would have
got to give this to somebody.
Nobody would have got the trophy. So now it's just what you did on the field. And it's also everything has changed. Now, what this seems like, Bubba, is the people that we're struggling with the Baseball Hall of Fame, it looks like this is the opposite. It's like we have people that are being punished for doing things that weren't against the rules when they played, but they are now.
Right.
Now we're taking Reggie, who did break the rules of his day, and say, well, the rules have changed now, so we're going to go back and make you like now.
Yeah, but that doesn't make
– I know.
Well, yeah,
I really don't follow that because it's pretty clear he did what he – you know, was accused of doing. The penalties were handed out. I don't know why we're just acting like that didn't happen.
Well, they're saying now, since it's changed so much, it looks silly for him not to have his Heisman based on how college athletes are, what they can do now.
Nothing to do.
Well, they're going to go back and how are they going to apologize to SMU?
Right.
For getting the death penalty. Yeah. How they going? I mean, how many other teams have been on probation that missed out on things? I mean, good night.
Here's the NCAA's official apology to Reggie Bush, if you guys want to hear.
No, apologizing.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that.
So good. That's all great. Right. You know what?
Now, he's back. Will be welcomed at all Heisman functions.
Hmm.
He said.
Does he go back in the Heisman house?
As rules allowing athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness were enacted in 2021, Bush began lobbying for his trophy to be returned. He released a statement in July 2021 that included criticism of the Heisman Trust, including the leader of that for not returning his phone call.
If they Heisman House doesn't have him ringing the doorbell and they open the door and he's got like all his luggage with him.
He's got back. I'm back.
It's crazy inconsistent, but for some reason I'm glad Reggie's getting it back.
Johnny Manziel said he would skip all Heisman Trophy presentations until Bush was returned.
Right, yeah.
So he can thank Johnny for that.
Well, you make a good point about SMU. We got to go apologize to them. Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Glad to be here. You know, with Reggie Bush, his you know, this all being reinstated with the Heisman and all that. You know, I'd like to ask. I've got a couple of speeding tickets out there. I'd like to, you know, get flipped back to, because apparently there is no wrong now. So is that all right?
All right. What about this? What about let's go apples and apples. Let's say that you and I were ticketed, say in 1998,
right?
Going 50 and a 35,
or a few months ago.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden today, that same road, the speed limit is 50.
Right.
So could they come back and say, well, really, by today's standards, you wouldn't have been speeding?
You said we're going to reimburse you for that ticket.
Yeah, we're going to reimburse you for that ticket.
I think this doesn't make sense.
I think you get ticketed on the rules of that moment,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you would think.
Because
yeah.
once you start it,
yep.
like Bubba said, SMU, my goodness, that program destroyed it.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, and nowadays, it would have been legal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you got that. We got a couple of videos we'll look at here, but I want to hit this. All right, so the world of AI. You know, a lot of people love talking about AI.
Oh, AI.
Okay. Bubba, this is very interesting. A listener of the show went to an AI art app. Do you have this?
AI art app.
And
they
typed in Rick and Bubba. And here's what AI thinks you and I look like.
Hey.
Close. Listen, AI is so smart it can't spell Bubba.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one, Bubba.
But this is what it thinks we look like.
Well, there you go.
That is crazy.
Rick awesome. and Booba in the – no, just – Rick and Booba the morning.
Two ands.
Yeah.
So AI still got some quirks in it.
They got a little few kinks they got to work out.
But wow.
I'll tell you
this. There we are, Bubba.
How about them chins?
How about that?
I'm assuming, is that you on the left?
I think.
It's got you wearing a watch. They don't even know you can't wear one.
You can't wear
it. Right on the right.
Well, but I'm just saying you are always to
it's
the left.
It's got me a little Santa Claus.
Yeah, it does, Bubba.
Why did it put a beard?
Why have you got a beard?
Why did it put a beard on Bubba?
They think a guy named, well, it says Booba, what they put.
But I'm clearly supposed to be the guy in the blue shirt because it's got a goatee.
You talking about neck beard?
Y'all
look like a guy whose tower got stole.
Isn't that weird? So AI still got some more shirt. Oh, that's good. That's good. It's insensitive, but it's good.
He didn't want to just want to let go of
Oh, he'll get on something.
All right, Bubba. So now, you know, this thing about self-driving cars. I guess is this a high-tech segment?
We've done AI. I don't need a car that drives.
Self-driving car, which I sure hope that's what I saw this weekend when Sherry and I were on the road, because we got behind somebody in the left lane, and I could tell by the way the left lane was operating. I went by, and there was a woman at the wheel, not even looking ahead, doing nothing but scrolling through her social media on her phone out in the left lane. But the self-driving cars, a guy actually has a stop sign on a T-shirt and actually was able to make the car stop. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so here we go.
Laugh at that.
Yeah,
mister.
Pull a Waymo stop for a stop sign on the sidewalk.
And it does. Look. It does.
Seeing things that I'm... So these self-driving cars, every time it sees that T-shirt, it stops.
Huh.
Well, you know people are going to have fun with that.
Yeah. So
last chance, it says here, test 4.
That is funny.
It stopped every time.
And this is those Waymo cars, which are in a few big cities across the United States.
No, what is that? I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, fully self-driving. There's no driver in the car.
Right.
So why is it going from A to B if nobody's in it?
It's a taxi. So there's a passenger, but not a driver. Okay. It's a taxi
Would
service.
Y'all get in a car with no driver?
Yes.
I would rather not.
As long as some guy in a T-shirt wearing a stop sign in between me and the restaurant.
Yeah. I'm in a hurry and some idiot with a stop sign.
It's still stopping.
Yeah.
And then he'll just turn away and then the car will keep going.
Look at grin he's got.
There you go.
I got me something.
How about, Greg, you talk about being sharp.
Oh, he couldn't wait to tell everybody.
Now, Bubba, I think we get your full attention here. A robot dog called the Terminator. It costs over $9,000. It has a flamethrower.
There you go.
It
has, now there's an attachment.
It
right
has
there.
A flamethrower.
Anything
robot
with a flamethrower attachment, I like.
With a flamethrower, and so this is the robot dog here. Oh, Bubba.
Them with them feet.
Did the robot dogs bother y'all?
Yeah, they look
all weird. Those bother. Yes.
They look a little Terminatorish.
But look, it has a flamethrower.
Yeah. It really does.
You know, we had the Russian one that had a gun on it. Remember, shoot a machine gun.
It's those robo dogs that you see some police forces using and Boston Dynamics and stuff like that.
Thank you, buddy.
So you can use you're this welcome, Greg. And I guess when there's wildfires and you're wanting to burn a certain area out so it doesn't continue to burn.
Put a backfire on.
Or if the humans are getting unruly.
Right, you can light them up.
Right, you need to march them down the street.
Or we refuse to stand back.
Yeah. What if that thing gets caught up in the fire, huh?
Yeah, so there we go, yeah.
I guess so.
Can we go to 9 here, Adler, speaking of high tech? So we have now, it looks like there's somebody's been charged with kidnapping. And it was a doorbell camera, which I told you the other day. Those are pretty normal now. It actually captured a woman crying for help, and they were able to identify the person because of this and arrest them.
Yeah, this is horrifying.
And so the victim is safe. So look at this.
Please help me! Please help me!
Is that real?
That's real.
They ever find her?
They did.
They found her and arrested the guy.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
All from the
so this was a random house?
She ran to a random house, okay. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So she escaped this guy.
Yeah. She's
they had the doorbell, and she knew the camera would record, so she got the message out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
Man, yeah. God, horrible.
Man. Bless her.
Mm. Do we know the situation for this?
I believe he knew. They knew each other.
Sure.
She was trying to get out of a
relationship
abuse situation. Yeah. And like y'all said, the suspect was arrested.
Well,
won't be hard to prove that in court, will it?
No.
Hold on, Mr. Insensitive.
No.
He's sitting over there grinning.
Anything to say about this, Greg? That could bother everybody in the audience?
I was just thinking, what if Big Tammy was running for help and she wouldn't have to worry about it? He couldn't pick her up and run off with her.
What if that happened?
Because he picked her right up and ran off with her.
So this woman's being...
So in this case, it would be an advantage to be one of the 1,000-pound sisters.
No, you've seen the billboard before.
Yeah,
fat people are harder to kidnap.
But now, she's lost a lot of weight now.
No, that's true, too. We did.
No, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the rare advantages of being heavy. We're hard to kidnap.
It's hard. Yeah.
Low center of gravity, buddy.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, if you're going to kidnap somebody, you just ride and go out fast.
So that was the mind of
Greg. I know, because he picked her up so easy.
Yeah.
And that made my mind go, what if she was a little bit? Then I thought, oh, boy, if Tammy was at the...
So you think he'd run up
and go, she'd be safe.
I will tell you this, Greg. That wasn't my first thought.
All Tammys out there.
My first thought was, thank goodness this woman is safe now and has an abusive person after her.
I went through that.
That was my first thought.
Yeah, I went through that, too. A normal person.
Yeah, right.
But that wasn't the first thing.
No, that was the second.
See, that's what Rick's saying is the first thought is important.
Well, you saw how easy you picked her up, and I was thinking...
Got that, but I
immediately made my mind go to, if that was Tammy sitting there hitting that doorbell.
And there's the difference.
No way he picks her up.
And there's the difference. My mind went, wow, she sure was easy to pick up. And I just stopped.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I thought.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought, bless her heart, I'm glad they found her. I hope he didn't hurt her.
Right.
And I started down that road. I never went, wow, she was easy to pick up, then pivot to, wow, Tammy, he could have never got her.
Right.
See, that didn't have my mind work.
He would have tried, and then they'd have fell over on the side.
Right.
Something.
If Tammy ran away, he'd probably just let her go. to start with.
Okay, that, I'll give you
but
that. She wouldn't not sure why anybody would be kidding.
She wouldn't have not going to run away to start with.
And point. She wouldn't have got to the doorbell either, Greg. He'd have caught up with her.
It'd have been a little tough. Let's just say she did. Let's say she did.
See how he pulls you in?
Y'all, Tammy has lost a lot of weight.
She really has.
Greg thinks she's fine.
Great job, Tammy.
What is she down to, Adler, do you know?
I think she's down to like 400 pounds.
Yeah, she lost 600, right?
Yeah.
At one point, she weighed 700 pounds?
Oh, she's in the 200s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
And so when Sherry and I travel together, there's been, I've told y'all many times about this. Well, one thing came up on this travel because I knew that when you set out, you're going to stop for bathroom breaks. That's standard. Okay. If you have a woman in the car, there's no point A to point B.
You can
with
still
that.
Be efficient with it though.
Right. You can.
Yeah.
Well, that leads to this question. So I've tried to tell Sherry, love of my life, you know, number one earthly priority, my best friend. Hey, baby, the sooner you can let me know that we're getting to the point that you need to stop, the better. Because there's certain, you know, parts of this trip where we're going to be out in the middle of nowhere, okay? Because we're going to South Alabama to a small town. So, you know, you want to think about, you know, don't do I need to go and I just pass the best exit about 2 miles.
Our best option until the next 40 minutes.
Just, you know, let's communicate on this and all that. And so we're getting better about that. So we take the first exit. And this comes the question I want to ask you guys. Convenience store. We had plenty of gas. Okay. Hey, honey, her talking to me. Buy something. Get some gum or something. And I said, I don't like gum. I don't even like gum. I don't want any gum. No, but buy something. We can't go in there and just use the bathroom, not buy anything.
You can.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Sure I said that doesn't bother me in the least. I said, part of the service of the convenience store is convenience of using the restroom.
They're just there.
Yeah, but I mean, when you come in and you don't buy anything, I mean, you don't think that's rude?
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I said, I think the person behind the counter, they don't even know we're here.
Yeah, they ain't
I said, that person is looking at their phone. I mean, they don't care that we're – I mean, I said there was a time when you had the mom and pop place and here was Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so and they're trying to make their way. Sure, I don't want to be rude to them, Mr. and Mr. Williams. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, I don't want to be rude to them. My goodness, this is their family, you know, general store. I said, those days are over, baby. These convenience stores are chains. There's people behind the counter. They don't care if you and I live or die. I said they really don't. I said they probably don't want to be bothered by having to actually swap something, you know. And she goes, no, I really think you should buy something. Where are y'all on that? Anybody do that?
I think we discussed that before.
It would be better if you bought something, but I don't feel obligated.
Not now. Mm-hmm. I'll even go through a fast food place, and they got the bathroom right there by the door. Go in there and use it, and never even get fast food.
And let's face it, at most convenience stores,
okay, Craig, you could have left that out.
Why?
The condition of the bathroom does not justify you buying anything.
Thank you. We did not.
I'd almost rather go behind the building in the woods.
I will agree with that.
Yeah. We've had this discussion.
Try the restaurant
with Terry and I have.
I think it's a female thing.
A big proponent of we need to buy something.
Stop, Greg. I don't want to talk about this.
But we buy so much gas and stuff. They come out ahead for sure. In most cases, you're there to get something and you're using the bathroom. Most of the time, you're not just running in to use the bathroom anyway.
Care. Adler?
Speedy, when you went to the bathroom in your pants, did you buy anything on your way out? You really should have.
No, but I did leave really something behind.
Helms, tell him.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Helms has got one I want y'all to rule on.
Now, I know the ruling. That's why I don't want to talk about it.
You got to say it now. They can hear you.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about everybody else.
No, that's what I'm talking about. There ain't nobody Greg matters.
We've opened the door of stopping.
This is a good discussion, and this would definitely play into it.
But this is not. No one needs to do what I did.
Okay, man. I was impressed by it.
Well, Amanda actually said it was a good idea.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. Anytime on the road, I stay at Hampton Inns.
Okay. Didn't know that.
That's just when I go on trips and girls and that, you know,
he's,
the Ward's
he's partial
point.
To the Hampton.
Okay. I'm just partial to that, that
good
word.
For you. I'm going to something like I'm staying there before.
So,
okay, standing Hampton.
So this week, I mean, 2 days ago, I am 65, just southbound, headed to Mobile. I needed two things, a bathroom and coffee. So I went in a Hampton Inn and got myself a cup of coffee and used the bathroom. Got in the car. I know, Rick. I shouldn't have done it.
You're not staying
there? I should not have done it.
Don't forget he got their coffee.
Okay. Got a cup of coffee, used the bathroom.
Not a convenience.
He's overeating the continental breakfast.
You know what I didn't go that far with it.
I'll take a Danish.
Listen, in my mind.
You didn't go in an empty room, did you?
I thought,
right.
No.
How you doing? You know, I'm Coach Bullethead.
In my mind, I thought, gosh, I have spent so much money with this place. I was justifying it. Wrong. I'm 100% saying I'm wrong in this.
To be honest, I'm taking a note.
And because I had to go really bad, and I needed a good cup of coffee, and I knew I love their coffee. I love the coffee
Craig
that
sat
they have.
Craig sat there and watched Fox News for a minute.
Right. Hey, let me get this straight.
Hey. I looked up at the TV for a minute. Yes.
Caught up on the headlines and left.
Not only did I get your complimentary coffee, I trashed your bathroom.
No.
It wasn't that.
He's told the Hampton Inn, to me, you're a rest stop.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
that's
made,
what I did.
Yeah, he's yeah, made it a rest stop.
And I wasn't proud of it.
Sir,
and I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong.
Sir?
Okay.
Sir.
But I did that. And when I told Amanda, she was like, that's actually a good idea.
It is a good idea.
No, honey.
I don't fault you for it. I'm taking a note. I don't know if I could sell it with sharing the car, but solo, no doubt. And here's why. Because I thought for my wife, she would want the cleanest, best restaurant.
Yes.
So I said, I tell you what, we hit somewhere where I said, hey, let's go in this barbecue joint. I said, it's not even the lunch rush. It's like 11. Go in there and use their restroom. She goes, well, there's no way I'm going in there and not buying anything. I said, we don't have to get a barbecue sandwich.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
She said, that's worse than a convenience.
The front desk person was so sweet. Thought I stayed there, asked me how I was doing.
Did you sleep
that.
Well?
Well, if you act like you're there, then, you know.
Nobody.
They thought you were staying there.
They
you
did.
Know they did.
They did.
Trash.
We didn't go into getting coffee. We've done that before, but not got
fastball.
Can I tell you this? I'm sorry. I can't be critical
of that. It's a
great
idea.
It is a great idea. It's actually traveling brilliance.
I just don't think it's right.
It's not a good thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's the victim? The guy made the coffee?
Yeah, the guy that cleans the bathroom?
I guess no one. I did not trash the bathroom,
Well, he's got other people using the bathroom.
Guys.
That's fine.
I had to – all I did
the guy
was –
had to clean the swirl?
All I had was – I threw a fastball, grabbed a cup of coffee, looked up at the TV, said hello to the lobby, and left.
I'll go this far on the bathroom. Even when I'm staying, if I'm rooming with my wife
– I'll go downstairs, too.
I will go downstairs. I will say, you know what? I like their setup down there. I don't like you and I sharing this bathroom.
There you go.
I'm going to go down to the lobby, and I'm going to go pay a man for out by the dog.
There you go.
You in the bathroom.
Oh. That's what that, I will tell you, the way we're set up here now is a living hell for me.
It really is. I'm with you, buddy.
Oh, it is.
It is bathroom problem.
I'll be panicking trying to get home, and I'm a grown man, and I can't go in there.
No.
Well, what's wrong?
The setup is never right.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to join us tomorrow for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it's going to be a big and busy show, a lot on tap. We'll get you the news you need to know about and have a lot of fun while we do it.
Right here on a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Thanks for listening to the daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.